5:30.
We're going to lump how many? No. Okay. Call the meeting to order at 5:30.
We're all here.
Everybody's here. Yep, that's great. Approval of minutes for February 13th. Second. Additions, deletions, corrections, or anything? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Paul, what?
We have urgent vehicles, $31,000. It's no taxpayer. Comes out
asset
forfeiture. 120. Okay. That's 120, number 8. Move it.
Move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So just, you know, Sheriff, you know, we're urgent is urgent is urgent. We're all going to be, I guess, very concerned about different things. My question is going to just be, so, I mean, I'll vote to move this along, but, you know, where are we going to be at, for example, on the issue of informants, right? We had that issue basically happen
at the meeting last week or today.
Okay, well, I had asked Vicky, and I'm not trying to throw her under the bus, but I said, you know, I think she even called over to your secretary to go find out when those meetings were happening, and I didn't get anything about it. So
at more than one meeting here, so we meet
is it
every Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay. So
last
next
week,
Tuesday.
Up
so no, I'm letting you know right now. If it's every Tuesday, I will be there.
Every Tuesday, 11 o'clock.
Next week.
If you have any questions prior to that, reach out for Bill Weiss.
I will be there. What time?
11 o'clock.
And
11
this
o'clock.
Is forfeiture money.
I know. Okay. I'm voting for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank
hey, guys.
You.
The jail. The jail.
Jail. What do you want to know about the jail?
where are we at? Do we shave our numbers? Or
no,
where?
No, because it's not
February.
The end of the month.
The end of the month, yes. Uh-huh.
But as Paul gets them, the sheriff gets them, we'll
forward. I'll have all the figures tomorrow. All right. Send them to Jake tomorrow or the next
yeah,
day.
That's fine.
All right.
Last
one.
Thank
second.
You.
Keep going.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay, I'm going to do number 10, a late resolution 136, authorizing the chairman of the Hales County Legislature to execute an agreement in New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, funding a director of projects of the Intimate Partner Violence Initiative. I don't have my glasses on. District Attorney's Office. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
No, second.
Okay, discussion. Holly, I'm sorry.
Why does it seem late? Doesn't it go to laws and rules if it's late?
It's kind of a long story.
Oh, forget it then.
Vicky, if she gets it late but early enough,
then she'll put it on the committee.
Then she'll put it on the committee.
That makes sense.
As a courtesy to
but
you.
But it has to go to laws.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It has to pass laws and rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
So we have the district attorney with us this evening to explain what this is all about.
So we've been, as you know, we've pretty focused on domestic violence for a number of years. It's been a problem that we face here in Ulster County, a lot of other places as well. I get a meeting with a lady up in DCGS, comes down and said, you know, Holly, I know you're focused on this. We have a pilot program that we would like to roll out in one county in New York State, and we're thinking about doing that here in Ulster County. And I said, well, I'd be interested in hearing about it. I had some initial concerns with regard to the potential of putting victims at risk. They were very sensitive to the issues. Some very high-end people who are on this. The lady that I spoke with, who's at the commissioner's right hand up there, was a former prosecutor and specialized in domestic violence prosecution, a pretty high-end lady. So at any rate, they said, well, we're willing to do that. And we met. I got a hold of a lot of the I call them partners, they call them stakeholders, you know, bureaucracy. But anyway, so I got our stakeholders together, and I got a hold of Michael Berg from Family, the commissioner from Social Services, Paul Van Barkum was part of that. We got probation, parole, the cast of characters I felt were all involved in domestic violence at one level or another, either at prosecution, prevention, or clients or victims. And I said, I don't know too much about the program, but I'd like you to join me down in New York, and let's listen to these folks and hear what they have to say. So we went down to John Jay, and they all went, God bless. So I went down to John Jay College, spent 2 days down there, spoke with them about this initiative. And it's a little different than what we have been doing here, actually, that most people do in domestic violence prosecutions. What we're trying to do is prevent the violence from happening, as opposed to just wait until it happens and then prosecute. It's something that I've talked about for many, many years and have been unsuccessful in doing. You know, I just have not been able to get in front of it. John Jay has donated or donate's not the right word, but they have committed resources to this initiative. They'll have data analysis. People are working on it. The DCHS has committed their resources to it, and they have funding for a project manager. I think largely because of the number of partners that we have and the different things that we're doing, a project manager is really critical to having this as a success. So I know you're busy. I can talk all night about this, but just in general, what we're trying to do is we're trying to take, based on the data, we're trying to figure out who the next person who has committed domestic violence in the past is likely to commit domestic violence again. And that's something we've all recognized for years. I mean, you know, these are trends. It's unfortunate, but they tend to escalate both in number and in severity of violence. And some of the things that they talk about in the initiative we are kind of already doing. But something that we're not doing is we're not reaching out to the first. A lot of DIRs, a DIR is a domestic incident report. So a lot of times when the police go to respond to the DIR, there's not an arrest made. Sometimes the victim doesn't want to file charges. It's not always up to her. Sometimes it hasn't escalated to a point where a criminal law violation has occurred, and they still file DIRs. That category of people, which is a fairly large category of people, we feel go on to commit acts of violence against their partners. And that group of people is the group that this initiative is really, I'm hoping, will reach out for. And so we have a plan that we will identify those individuals. We will actually go to them and talk to them and kind of follow up with them, with their families. A lot of times children are involved. We want to give support to the children as well. And hopefully we can use this initiative to decrease acts of domestic violence. They've tried this in North Carolina, and they tout all these great statistics. People can play with statistics, but you know, we had them come up and we met with them, and to me it seems like something that I'd like to try. So for your committee this evening, what I'm asking is to accept the money that's been promised from DCHS. It's a two-year grant. It's about $175 altogether, and that's for $60,000 salary for the project manager, guaranteed for 2 years.
And there is an overview in your packets of the what Holly's talking about.
So that's the gist of it, and I'm here to answer any questions if you have any.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Okay, just a reminder, Holly, that if you look at the page 2 of the resolution, the final resolved, right, where it says if funding for this program is eliminated, the program will be eliminated as well. So we flash forward 2.5 years, and that funding isn't there. If it ends up getting cut out of your budget, I'm just saying that's part of how these things work.
Yeah, I understand. I think we put it in there. For that reason.
Just say, well, it's all actually right. Required, but just making sure that you're aware.
Yeah, okay. I am aware, and the office would probably reapply at that time.
Oh, well, hopefully, yeah. Yeah. But I just don't want to have it come budget time. Yeah.
You know, I got to say, Hector, that it's the state has come to me. You know, it's usually I'm out, like, help me, you know, do you have any money, do you have any bodies, you know, I want to do this. Mm. They came to me, and they said, this is something that we want to try. And I can tell you that they are absolutely committed to this project.
Okay.
And I think that they want to use Ulster County as an example if we're successful and then roll it out in other counties. So I have a chance to cut my teeth on this. If I do well, then the funding will be there. If I don't do well, they'll pull it as well as they should. So I'm okay with those rules.
And you'll let us know somewhere down the road?
Oh, yeah.
How it's going.
Yeah, I sure will.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Anything else? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll pass around. Holly, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Hector. I apologize, as the chairman. I apologize for the mix-up.
It's okay.
I don't think it was all Jay's fault, but you know.
Oh well. No, you know, there were a couple things that you know, some personal things came up with some of the people that are involved in this, and I think it got lost.
Okay. All right. But, well, I apologize.
But it wasn't me this time. I actually sent it over in January.
Okay, care.
Oh, I thought you had a couple.
Of thank you, Holly.
All right. Appreciate
it. Good luck, Holly.
Can I say good luck,
teacher? Yes. Yes, thank you.
I can say that?
Yes.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. All right, 112. We're trying to get rid of people.
What arm? Because Hector's on your.
No, it's in the paper today about running for supervisor.
I know. I'm just.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. In Wolverhampton, and actually.
So that's this coming November.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is it for you.
I'm going to leave Ronnie in charge. He'll handle it. He'll do it upright. In fact, I'm going to take a couple of meetings off just so you can run.
You already did.
Oh.
Don't overwork me.
Oh, okay. What? We didn't hurt you that bad.
All right. So anyway, we're definitely not setting a record tonight. 112, approving the execution of contract amendment, excess of $50,000, Motorola Solutions, Department of Emergency Management. Move it. Second. Discussion. Any questions? We have the right Reverend Peterson here as we speak.
Hold on, let me just look to it. Hold on. What is it, 112?
112.
Oh, God. Oh, there we go. I just want them all to see you cell phones. I don't know what the hell's the matter with the people.
What's that? What's wrong with
your cell phone? Yeah, right. Especially, we have such great service to
them. Yeah. Come down to my neck. Come down my neck of the woods. Yeah. I can. Good?
Good.
Okay, thank all you. In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, is that it?
No, one more. The next one.
121. I knew that. I was testing you. You did good. 121, authorizing chairman of the Elsinore County Legislature participate in the 1617 Public Safety Answering Point PSAP Operations Grant Emergency Communications. Move it. Second.
Okay. I'm just
discussion.
Just happy to have you read that.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I might as well just read it upside down.
No, because it would come out the same way.
Okay.
Do you want me to read them?
No. I like it this way.
Okay, fine.
It's
I like watching you struggle, but still, it's a little
struggle. I'm riding the struggle bus all day.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Steve came down from Albany?
Albany?
Oh, wow.
I had a class up in Albany.
I feel like we should make it stay.
It's actually about grants. It's
make it worthwhile. Really
okay.
Oh, get right. Grants, please. Yeah. Lots of money. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. He was the 23rd president, right, Grant?
Yes.
Okay, I just... Okay, it 73, authorizing chairman of the Elsinore County Legislature to execute an agreement.
Wait, which one are we doing?
73.
The first one?
Oh, this is the chemical engine company?
It's already been budgeted.
Let me see what it is. All right.
This is
second?
The...
I'll second it.
Yeah, this is the fireboards.
I can
boards.
Push back at you. Come on.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
You don't scare me.
You should be very afraid. 88. adopting a proposed local law, the pet seller's law. Move it.
No, let's do this again. Move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion for the 4,000th time?
Maybe we should postpone it for further comment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. I'm opposed.
Okay.
Woo!
Yep.
Nice.
And,
yep. Let's have some drama
tonight. No.
There you go, because it won't be bad enough this month. Okay. Can you give a speech on the subject, by the way?
I already
that would
did.
Be fantastic.
I already did.
Why? No, do it again.
That would require people to actually pay attention.
True.
Yeah, so 92, requesting New York State Legislature introduce legislation expanding the hate crimes law. Move it.
Move.
Second. A discussion? If none, this is... Very good. It's nice being one of these folks. I appreciate that.
I will say.
All in favor?
Happy to vote for it.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 95.
Good job, Ron.
Setting a public hearing.
No, we're skipping.
We're skipping 95.
Yeah.
But 95. Yeah. In your packet, you do have the resolution.
Yes.
There are a couple of changes that will be made, but. Something I threw out there. I've been thinking about it since we had the 1,000-foot rule come through. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is there is no age for people to smoke. So anybody can smoke. If you want to roll your own in the incubator, you can do it. There's no
that, so. Oh, I hope you had that discussion a little while. Yeah.
So why was it held off though in health?
Did they I guess B thinks that it might not be legal.
Isn't that the pet
sales
one?
Yeah.
But
yeah, you gotta put that
we're not sure why.
Okay.
Anyway. All
right.
Okay. 113, appointing a member, fill the vacancy, Elsinore County Fire.
Second it.
Thanks, Mayor.
Discussion, if none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay, and 114,
move
also
it.
Member, second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think that's all of those.
Yeah.
Sheriff
There's
was here.
There's resumes for those appointments, right? Okay. Or they already been there.
I don't know if they're attached.
Hold on.
They're
not
attached.
No, they're
not. Uh-oh.
Because they're recommendations from the advisory board. Mm. So they don't give us...
It's no big deal.
You should ask before.
They should have resumes, though. Yeah. That's for sure.
The sheriff's report is not here because it's not the end of the month, so he couldn't give us that. But you'll get that in your mailbox. Yep. Any old business? New business? Monkey business? Stop that. Okay.
I am going to go, by the way, just FYI. I'll go on Tuesday, and I'll voice concern there. All right, so.
Okay.
Cool. I'm done.
Yep. And I would only say that if they didn't have it in there, somebody would squeal because it wasn't in there if they found out. So either way, they lose on that one. But
yeah.
Voice concern on what, Hector?
No, but we had a discussion last month about the informant's policy, and it became this whole thing and whatever, and I just said, you know, we had said to the sheriff, fine, we're going to vote. That's where the Democrats minus Tracy and, oddly enough, Berkey out of nowhere. We all ended up voting for the urgent, but that we wanted to go and actually ensure exactly.
Okay.
So when Vicky contacted the sheriff's assistant, she just like pretended like she didn't know anything, and we kind of like, okay, well, wait up. The sheriff said it's on a Tuesday, but which Tuesday? And now I just get told, oh, it's every Tuesday. Well, every then Tuesday. I'll be there. Then I'll be there Tuesday.
Okay,
that's sure. It.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor. Okay, everybody. Enjoy tomorrow. It's gonna be a nice day.
Yep. Oh.